Well, I don't think it's bad, you know.
I should have said. We were playing bridge, this boy from Washington, D.C. was playing, and he used to live here. He went up there, and then he started saying, he said, I bit a heart. Whereas we just say, I bit a heart.
Yeah.
So he changed his way of talking after he got up there.
Yeah, that's right. If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I...
Haven't.
All right. And if I ask you, was it a nice day, you might answer, no, it...
What was the first sentence?
Was it a nice day, no, it...
Wasn't.
And if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he, what, do that?
Mustn't, is that what you...
All right, yeah. Or...
Shouldn't? Or?
Yeah, shouldn't. If I asked you if you can do something, and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, I, what, do it?
I don't know what you mean. You won't do it, or shouldn't do it, or
you
can't do it, or...
Well, there's a possibility that you could. You're not sure whether you can or not.
Oh, I might do it?
That's what I was thinking about. Finish this sentence for me. I slipped on ice, and I just barely managed to keep my balance. I, what, fell down?
Could have, or...
Yeah, or...
Almost.
Right, yeah, almost. Okay, and now this is another section of just where the emphasis is really on pronunciation, on the different vowel sounds you use as opposed to other people. For instance, a penny is one.
Sit.
Right. And he has lived here ever, what, 1960?
Ever since.
All right. And
you know, my husband, he gets the I's and E's mixed up. He'll say N for N, and then he'll say 10 for 10, you know, and all like that. I can't stand that. I've been trying to break him out, but I just can't break him.
The same with pin and pen.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes...
And sometimes I get mixed up. He'll say, have you got a pen? He means a pen,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And my daughter picked that up. Her second grade teacher said that, and she picked it up, and she still says it, and I can't break her. She got it when she was little, you know, and she'll say that now.
Yeah.
E for E.
A dime is what?
What?
A penny is 1 cent, and a dime is?
10 cents.
All right.
Ten cents, that's what some people would say, 10 cents.
Yeah.
10 cents.
A greeting on December 25th, beside Christmas gift, is what?
Well, I told you that, Merry Christmas, Ever
Sherman.
Well, how could that be otherwise?
Well, the thing here is the difference between Merry Christmas and Mary, the name Mary, M-A-R-Y and M-E-R-Y.
Oh, Mary. Mm-hmm.
Some people, you can't
tell
the difference.
See
that coming up, there's a question like, the next one. Jesus' parents were Joseph and
Mary.
Mm-hmm. And a sausage or a wiener in a bun is called a...
I'm sorry, but you all talk to me, I'm not quite deaf. No.
A sausage or a wiener in a bun is called...
Oh, is that hot dog?
Yeah. Our first president was George...
Oh, Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get...
married.
And after the man caught a cold, his voice became very...
hoarse.
All right. And if you want to send a message to someone, you write him a letter.
Right?
All right, yeah.